And it's time for the business news. Ko Taku Hoa I Nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who's in the studio with me. Nona, there's been a slight lift in employment, but a new survey shows businesses are still struggling to find staff. I think you kind of see that around the city. What are the details?
Well, we've just heard that with the bus drivers, yeah.
Prime example.
So this is an annual skills shortage survey by the Employment and Manufacturers Association. I think that's employer and manufacturers.
Yes, EMA.
Yes, that's right. Okay, well, 90% of the folks that they surveyed recently are struggling to find staff. In many cases, a third of them have had ads running for more than half a year and not being able to fill those positions. Again, they're talking about immigration as being an issue. It's worse when they get to the higher skilled jobs. It's finding it really tough to fill them. The industry is responding with, you know, more internships, taking on apprenticeships and that sort of thing, but it's still not working. So that's a problem that's widespread. It's not just the bus drivers. It's right across the board. And I think people know that. Staff shortages is making it difficult for people to get the services that they want and having to wait for the services that they need.
Now, the government cybersecurity department is urging people to take data thefts more seriously. What's been happening to prompt this?
Now, I think most people may have heard that in the news that there was an organisation called Latitude. It's an Australian-based organisation.
Yeah, credit company.
Yeah, and they held a lot of data, some data that they probably shouldn't have been holding, private information, passport information, driver's licence, you name it, and they were hacked. And it's affecting a lot of people. Some 8 million people are probably been affected, and their details have been stolen by hackers. So this is something that everybody should be aware of, even if you're not affected by this particular hack. They're very common. It can go on before you know it. You've lost out. And so CERT, which is the government organization in charge of cybersecurity, is saying, for goodness sake, do not take these data thefts for granted. Take it. You know, use the information that they provide, change your password, two-step verification, just all sorts of measures that you should be taking to protect yourself.
Don't use your mother's birthday for every account you've got.
Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of numbers, known in the markets, please.
Well, what a good day on the market today. The NZX Top 50 Index, it rose more than 1.3%. That was a 158-point gain to 11,771. And that's because the markets are feeling a little bit less concerned about bank closures and so forth. Okay, the dollar also gained against the U.S. dollar today. It was trading at 62.3 U.S. cents, but otherwise steady at 93.1 Australian and 50.6 British pence.
Thank you, Nona. Ka kite. Nona Peltier there with Business News.